Hey y'all, my name is Bryn Bradley and I'll be attending Kanakuk Linkyr in the fall. Looking at me on stage tonight, it may be easy to assume that I have it all together, that everything is going great in my life. But let me be real. For me, high school had some ups and downs that I'd love to share with you. I've been so blessed to have a family that raised me to know who Jesus is and what he has done for me at the cross. At age 7, I accepted Jesus into my heart at summer camp. However, my summer camp high for Jesus did not last long. I continued to live every day for my own comfort and relying on my own strength. I never pursued Christ in my own life or in any relationships I had. Depending on self and not seeking a relationship with Christ left me always wanting to be in control and feeling anxious when I did not know what was happening around me. Fast forward to the end of my freshman year of high school, the start of COVID, my worst nightmare happened. Everything in my life was out of my control, and I was completely uncomfortable and overwhelmed. I gave in to Satan's lies, and extreme anxiety took over, and I spent my entire sophomore year online with the fear of the unknown. I went those first few months relying on my own strength to navigate my life. I was constantly let down and felt empty. That's when I realized I cannot do life on my own. Something had to change, and I began to understand that my relationship with Christ was not what it should be. I only said I was a Christian, but in my head and behind closed doors, I was not allowing God to direct my life and to take on my burdens. I was dead in my sin and consumed in my comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." I had been trying to control my life when it was already in God's hands, and by grace through his work on the cross, there is comfort. So during my sophomore year of high school, I surrendered my life to Jesus, knowing that my life is his and I can only find true comfort and true peace in the Lord. Today, I fully believe that Jesus is my Savior and my peace. God is in control no matter what we face. John 16:33 explains it best as Jesus calls out to God before his death and says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace in a world where there is tribulation. But take heart, for I have overcome the world." Jesus reminds us that in him, there's an overwhelming peace that we cannot get from this world. We should not fear because our battle has already been won. This verse has been so evident in my life. As last October, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is cancer in the lymph nodes. My whole life was put on pause as I had tumors in my vocal cords, my lungs, and my heart, everything I needed to keep breathing. As you can imagine, I was terrified, but I felt a peace beyond understanding almost immediately, knowing that this is a part of God's plan, and that no matter the outcome, my battle had already been won. Yes, every day was a challenge, and some nights I would stay awake afraid that I might not wake up. But even though I was at my weakest moments, I've never been stronger because God is my strength. Now here I am, by the grace of God, 2 months cancer-free, and I can stand here today and say I'm thankful for the struggle, because the struggle showed me that I cannot do life on my own, that God is my Savior and my healer. If you can relate to my experience in any way, here's how I would encourage you to respond. You are not alone in this world. God is with you and has taken on your burdens, in doubt, in fear, in uncertainty, in everything good and bad. Rely on the Lord and feel his overwhelming peace and comfort. God's got you. Thanks for letting me share.